I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Victor Noriega and Arthur Koo are most comfortable at the keyboard, and Noriega's piece called Generations, Directions allows him to be there, but not really as a soloist.
No, it's not a true concerto. I play some important parts, but the important sections are distributed amongst most of the instruments.
It does allow him to add to the piece some of his improvisatory playing style. When he plays jazz, it's usually only accompanied by a small group. At a rehearsal this week, he said he wasn't intimidated by the size of the Oakland East Bay Symphony.
With the orchestra, I learned right away that you don't have to have everybody playing all at the same time, all the time anyway. In fact, that's not really a good idea. So it's like I had a number of different small ensembles at my disposal and lots of different combinations of instruments.
Arthur Koo, who lives in the Bay Area, has worked with conductor Michael Morgan before in music outreach programs in area schools. His piece is called The Symphony of Souls.
It is my first piece that is not improvised, and none of it is improvised, and I'm strictly in the audience, and that's also a new experience for me.
Koo says he's been listening to a lot of symphonies since he began writing this work, and although he's a conservatory-trained pianist, he wasn't going to leave his jazz roots behind.
I used a lot of traditional symphonic forms, but I really did not hold back when it came to exploring the mixture between things that are more jazz-oriented and more classically-oriented.
The program also includes a Mendelssohn Overture and the Dvorak Cello Concerto. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.